Lord, we love you this morning and we bow before you, Lord. And we ask you to take the preeminence and glorify yourself even in the message of the Lord and bring hope to everyone. Let our hearts be blessed. Give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, praise team. You may be seated. We're going to get into a message. I do hope that everybody is doing well and staying well and trusting the Lord is protecting you and your families. And, you know, I believe that the Lord's going to have something good for us today, something that will help every one of us. So this morning, don't stay down for the count. Get up. You know, so the devil, he wants you to stay down. When he knocks you down, he wants you to stay down. But the Lord is in your corner, and the Lord is saying, get up. And don't stay down for that count. So we're going to start here in the book of Micah, chapter 7 and verse 8. Micah, chapter 7, verse 8. At a time such as this, you know, we're going to find out what your response should be, you know, to the challenges that you may be facing and that you face from time to time. Rejoice, not against me, O mine enemy, for when I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Now, this man, he's not going to stay down. He already said, look, I may fall, but I am going to arise. Hallelujah. And the righteous, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 16. The righteous or the just man, you know, he may fall 7 times, but he's going to rise up again. Hallelujah. He's not going to stay down for the count. Remember, this message is don't stay down, you know, for the count, but get up. You know, so we're going to find out that the Lord, he wants his people to get up. You know, there are challenges that we face. And this message is to help you, and especially for the children of God. But I'm going to take some time right now as we go through this message to invite those of you who have not yet put your lives in God's hands to do that right now. Now, because you put your life in God's hand, that doesn't mean that you're not going to have any challenges or any problems, but it means that you're going to have the power and the strength of the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit to deal with situations that come your way. Now, the Bible says in Psalms 34 and verse 19 that the many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. So we're not saying that you're not going to have any afflictions. We recognize that we may have afflictions, but the end of the story is that the Lord will deliver you out of all your afflictions. Amen. Now, for those of you who are watching and following along with this message, I'm going to tell you a little illustration about how to turn your lives into God's hands. If you invite the Lord into your car and you're driving, you want to give the Lord the steering wheel. You don't want him to sit in the back or sit in the passenger seat. You know, and when you do give him the steering wheel, let him drive. Hallelujah. Don't struggle the steering wheel with him. If two persons are trying to steer or drive the car, that's a recipe for accident. That's headed for a wreck or a collision. You know, so when you give your life to the Lord, when you turn the reins of your life over to the Lord, you give him control and let him drive. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to let you know that the Lord came into this world to help us. He said in John chapter 10 and verse 10 that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that more abundantly. That life is present for you today. And you can have that life in the Lord today. And as we go along, you'll find out that as we talk about some of the blessings in this message today, If you find it hard to appropriate the blessings for yourself, then maybe at the end we'll give you another chance to reconcile with the Lord and let the Holy Spirit take control of your life. And that will give you a better understanding of what this message is all about. So we're talking about not staying down for the camp, but getting up. And in the face of challenges, in the face of problems, whatever is going on in the world right now, you know, what is your response? I mean, let's take a look at some of the things that, you know, in the Bible, some examples of how some people responded to adversities, responded to challenges that came their way. The book of Psalms, chapter 40 and verses 1, 2, 3. You know, the psalmist, I love to, you know, read from his examples. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. And he said, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And in verse 3 he says, and he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. Now, this man, even though he was in a horrible pit, you know, he wasn't going to stay in the pit. You know, and he had a testimony that the Lord brought him out of the pit. Now, do you have a testimony, and do you know that God is able to bring you out of whatever pit it is? You know, you must determine in your mind, or you must have a winner's attitude that you are not going to stay down. Some of you have seen, you know, the boxing matches, and a good prize fighter, sometimes they'll get knocked down in the early rounds, you know, and they, you know, they might come back to win that bout if they don't stay down, you know, and in the meantime, when they are knocked down, their opponent is saying, stay down, you know, and their corner is saying, get up. They're not going to throw in the towel because they know he's determined to win that fight. And the Lord is in your corner today. And he's saying, get up. You know, and I'm going to speak to some specific situations in just a little bit. Once I give you the background of the scriptures here to see that you have the power, you know, through the admonition of the scriptures, you know, to fight always a winning battle. Praise the Lord. Now, let me read to you this man's response. Let me go right into this and talk about the economic fallout that is happening right now. All over the world, people are being affected. People are losing jobs. Millions of people are filing for unemployment, even here in the United States. You know, and people, you know, things, some businesses have closed down because of situations and so forth. And people are wondering, how am I going to recover from this? Well, here's one man. And let's see his response in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3. Let's see how he responded to this, you know, starting from verse 17 to about 19. You know, he said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall there be fruit in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. Even if the flocks be cut out from the fold, and there be no herd in the stores. Now, take a look at this. You know, it's a serious situation. You know, it almost looks like bankruptcy, and everything is going the wrong way. Seems like there is, you know, nothing going that he has going there. But here is his response. He said, even though all those conditions may be around me, this is my response. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in the God of my salvation. Praise the Lord. And the reason for that is because he knows that the Lord, look at verse 19. What is the Lord going to do? The Lord God is my strength, and he's going to make my feet like hinds' feet. You know, he's going to give you the victory, going to set you upon your high places. But you have to trust in the Lord for that kind of victory. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 4. You know, this is a promise that God gave to us. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. You know, so, and the crooked, that's the one I want to talk about. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places shall be made plain. This is a promise that when things are crooked, God can still make them straight. When things are rough, God can actually smoothen them out. These are the promises that we believe. And you know, when you have situation that is outside your control, You know, you have several ways that you can respond. You can put your head in the sand. You can allow the devil to make you distressed or depressed. Or, you know, you can take the challenge to get up and not to give in or to give up. In the book of Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 2, the Bible actually says this, you know, in so much, you know, he says, look, get your head out of the sand. It's basically what the Lord is saying here. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise. Don't sit down. You know, I mean, don't stay down for the count. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands around your neck. Don't let the devil put that yoke around your neck. Shake things loose. Get up and believe God. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord is able to give you that victory. You know, you just have to reach out to God's saving hand. Now, there is a scripture here that tells us a wonderful example of even when things are getting so bad, you know, that it looks like there is no hope, yet there may be a glimmer of hope to see what God can do for you. Now, if you are out there today, you probably lost a lot of things because of the current economic fallout. I want to tell you that God is able to do something new for you. Now, but you have to believe it. In the book of Job, chapter 14 and verses 7 through 9, he says, look, when a tree, there is hope of a tree, even though it be cut down. See, the tree is cut down. Your situation may be cut down right now. But he says that there is hope for that tree that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Why? Listen to this in verse 8 of that same verse. Say, though the root wax old in the earth and is rotting and so forth, you know, the stalk is dying and everything, but yet through the scent of water, that's right, it will bud again and it will bring forth boughs like a plant. The scent of water, you know, that God may give you through a message such as this, a message of hope, a message that telling you that God is in your corner and not for you to give up. This may, you know, imagine if God can do this for a tree that is cut down, how much more for the people of God? Praise the Lord. The people of God, Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. It says, thanks be unto God, which always, not sometimes, but always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. This is the victory that we have in Christ. Now, like I said earlier, does it mean that if you are a believer, you won't have any challenges? No, but it means that you are assured even from the beginning of a victory. Praise the Lord. God's already given you the victory even before the fight began. And when you are, you know, when you are knocked down, and sometimes the devil, he likes to give people cheap shots, you know, or take advantage of the situation, and he'll tell you, stay down. You know, God doesn't love you. You know, if God loved you, will all the things, these things be happening to you and so forth? You know, and then he will tell you, look, you've been in this problem for this long. You know, God doesn't care about you. And that's the devil. That's what he says. But what we know every single time is that the end of the story is that God will deliver the righteous. Praise the Lord. Now, it doesn't always mean that, you know, bad things happen to people when they are doing, you know, wrong things and so forth. You know, some people think that. But there was a man in the Bible called Job, and he was doing very well. In fact, the Lord, he testified of him, and he said to the devil, he said, have you seen my servant Job, how he's righteous, walking in the integrity of his heart, fearing the Lord and eschewing evil and so forth like that? And God even bragged about him. You know, but you know the story of how the devil came up against him and so on. You know, but the end of the story was that despite all of the calamities that kept coming upon him, you know, one bad news after another, before he finished hearing the bad news, another one came. Not only his children, everything, all his possessions and all. You know, at the end of the day, he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and even though he slay me, yet will I praise him. Now, that's a very strong testimony. God put it there for our consolation at the end of the age so that we also may have hope, you know, when we are in times of crisis. Now, I want to tell you the story of David. There's a story, you know, I love this story, and I've talked about it many times in the church. you know, the story of David in Ziklag, 1 Samuel chapter 30, and from verses 1 through about 6. And as the story went, you know, David, after he had been to the Philistines, joined himself over there when he was running away from Saul and all that, a lot of people joined with him. And after some time, they came back to their camp, which was at Ziklag. And when they came back, they found that, you know, the enemies had come, the Amalekites, they had come. They had smitten the city with the edge of the sword. They carried away all their wives and captives and everything they had. They didn't quite kill anybody, but they burned down the place, carried everybody captive. And when, you know, when David got there with all his folks, they were really distressed. You know, they were distressed. When they were so distressed, they lift up their voices, they wept and so forth until they had no more power to weep. And many of the people thought of, you know, stoning even David. Look at verse 6 of 1 Samuel chapter 30. You know, because they blamed the people, all the people, they blamed him for what happened to them, the people that had followed him. You know, David was greatly distressed, for the people speak of stoning him because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, how did he encourage himself in the Lord? You'll find it in Psalm 42. He talks about it in Psalm 42. He said, look, my soul, why art thou cast down? You will see it in verses 4 to 6 of Psalm 42. Why art thou cast down within me? Why art thou distressed? You know, he said, you know, I will remember God, you know. I will hope in him, and I will yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Even though he was distressed, even though everything was going against him, it was like everybody hated him right then and then. You know, they wanted to even kill him, you know. But he strengthened himself in the Lord. He spoke to his own soul. He said, look, I'm not going to stay down in this problem. I'm going to get up, and the Lord is going to help me. I'm going to get the help of his countenance. And as the story went, he went forth and he recovered all. Hallelujah. He recovered all. And if you believe the Lord, God will make you to recover all as well. There's another testimony of another man of God in the Bible. His name was Paul, the apostle. And, you know, he went through all kinds of things. He went through shipwreck, you know, all kinds of things. They beat him up, you know, and one time, he fell down. I mean, they threw him down from the window, you know, to kill him. They picked him up as though he was dead and so forth, but his spirit revived. I mean, there was all kinds of things that he faced. Listen to how he said it in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's read verses 8 and 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. He said, we are troubled on every side, but yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. You know, and we are persecuted, you know, we are not forsaken. We are cast down, but we do not stay down for the count. We are not destroyed. We will get up. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil have the final laugh or even get any laugh over you at all. You know, but, you know, trust in the Lord for the power of his deliverance. You know, and this same Paul, he said in the book of Romans chapter 8, he said a lot of things in that chapter, you know, but from like verse, you know, he began to say, who can be against you, you know, if the Lord is for you? Verses 31 through the end of that chapter, he will tell you, you know, it's not like, look, people will not be against you, or things will not be against you. He's saying that, look, they can be against you all they want, but they cannot succeed. Hallelujah. And he said, finally, in verses about 37 all through, starting at verse 35, you know, he said, look, who shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or problems that we're going through right now, or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or even the sword? And then in verse 37, he said, no, I am persuaded, you see, that in all these things, we are more than conquerors to him, through him that loved us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. More than conquerors. Are you more than conquerors? Is this your testimony? Can you say today that you are persuaded? Are you persuaded like Paul was persuaded? You know, some people, you know, a lot of believers like to quote, you know, the things that are in the Bible, like I'm doing today. But this was one man's testimony. But what is yours? What is your testimony? And I want to read one verse here out of that. I want to go back to verse 38. He said, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height when I'm up or when I'm down, or any other creature, not even things that have not yet happened." You know, this was his testimony because he knows he's anchored on the love of Christ. And he's not going to let anything get him down or keep him down. Buffeted on every side, but he's going to keep going. You know, and let me tell you one more story. There was a man in the book of John chapter 5. This man, you know, in those days, the Lord, through the mercies of God, he sent an angel, you know, that troubled the water at certain seasons. And it so happened that if any man or anyone, man or woman, whoever so first got into that water after it was troubled by the angel, was healed of whatever sickness that they had. And so this man in John chapter 5, he was also there with all the other multitude of impotent folk that were there. You know, and when Jesus therefore saw him lie, the Bible said, and knowing that he had been long time in that condition. Now, the Lord, he knows the condition that people are in. He knows your condition, knows how long you've been there. You know, and this story is found in John chapter 5. You know, and when the Lord, you know, he found him, he said to him, you know, "Will thou be made whole?" And this man said, "Well, you know, I can't, because there's really nobody to help me, because when the water is troubled, you know, there's nobody to help me to put me in the pool, because, you know, I'm kind of lame. And before I get up and get there, you know, somebody else gets in the pool before me and they get the healing and I'm stuck." You know, but this man, he never gave up. 38 years he had that condition. We don't know how many of those 38 years he kept coming, but he kept coming. You know, he kept coming. And he didn't give up. You know, in his mind, he's like, you know, one of these days, you know, maybe I'll be quick enough. I'll step in there. And the Lord, knowing his condition, came to him and said, you know, "Today is that day." Praise the Lord. The man said, "Well, you know, I don't know. You know, who's going to put me in the water?" And Jesus basically said, "Forget the water." Hallelujah. I'm right here. Praise God. Now, you may be thinking there's no help. There's nobody to help you. There's nobody to help you get over the hump or whatever, just like this man. But Jesus is right there. And he's saying to you today, you know, that there is help for you. He said to this man, "Rise and take up thy bed." You know, Jesus, he never let the people stay in their beds when they were sick. You know, the same thing goes when you are sick. I'm going to talk to sick folks right now. If you are sick, you know, you need to claim the promises of God that by his stripes you already healed. And then start acting like you are healed. Don't stay down on the bed and behave like you're all sick and everything. You know, get up already. When Jesus healed them, he would say, "Get up. Get up from the bed and carry your bed and walk." And that's what he always said. You know, get up from the bed, carry your bed and walk. And if you can believe God, you can have, you know, those promises. Now, let me give you a few testimonials here, you know, as we begin to close this. And I'm going to pray with you. In the book of Isaiah chapter 50, let's look at verse 7. This is a, you might call it a declaration of faith by this man. He said, "Look, for the Lord God will help me." Well, vain is the help of man sometimes, but the Lord will always help you. "Therefore shall I not be confounded." This man is not going to be confounded no matter what befalls him. "I will set my face like a flint." He's going to put his game face on. You know, he's not going to stay down for the count. "And I know that I will not be ashamed." Now, can you make that your testimony today? The Lord is there for you, and the Lord can make that happen. Job chapter 22 and verse 29. He says, "Look, when things are going bad and everybody says there is a downcasting and so forth," you know, he said, "there is a lifting up." There's always a lifting up. When men are cast down, you know, "Thou shalt be saved." This is what you should be saying. Even when you are being cast down in your mind and your soul and so forth, all those emotions trying to get you down, you need to say, "There is a lifting up." You need to say, "The Lord is with me." And the Bible says, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and let the King of glory come in." Now, no situation, no matter how bleak, can last forever. In the book of Psalm 30 and verse 5, the Bible says, though sorrow may endure for a night, yet joy is coming in the morning. Now, you may be in the night right now. You may be going through some things, and it looks like God is so far away from you. But I tell you, you know, no matter how long the night lasts, it cannot last forever. The day must break at some point in time. And your day is going to break. And God is going to give you the victory. But you must believe God. And you must, you know, get up. You know, when you're down, don't stay down. The enemy wants you to be down, but God wants you to get up. And God's going to give you the grace and the strength. You say, well, you know, I don't feel like, you know, God is giving me the strength. Well, you need to remember who you are. You know, you are the child of the king, if you are. And you say, well, you know, I don't feel like the child of the king right now. Well, you know, don't worry about what you feel. You know, you go by what God says about you. And if you are not, if you don't have that relationship yet with God, God can certainly help you. And the Lord Jesus, he came to make us to be reconciled back to God. Today, you have the opportunity to be reconciled with God. Why don't you put out your hand and let the Lord's hand is there. You take his hand and you say, Lord Jesus, I want you to take control of my life. I turn it over to you today. And I ask for the forgiveness of my sins. Just say it along with me. And I want you, Lord, to be Lord of my life. And I know that with you in control, you know, I will have the victory. And right after that prayer, you say, Lord, I believe that you forgave my sins. And I know that I'm a child of God. And when you've given your life to Christ and become a child of God, believe the Lord and don't stay down for the count. The Lord is saying to you today, don't stay down, but get up. And God is going to help you. And if you, those of you that are listening, I'm going to pray with you right now. This is the prayer that is going to change your story. Hallelujah. The first prayer was just a prayer of salvation for somebody to be reconciled with the Lord. But once you are in God's kingdom, this is a prayer of the benefits of a message like this for you. The Lord is in your corner and he doesn't want you to stay down. And everything that God is doing, everything that God has done in the scriptures, he can do again. Everywhere that we look in the scriptures, God always coming through for his people. And even the psalmist, he said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear. And why did he say, though I walk through? Because he knows he's coming out on the other side. When you are passing through something, you are coming out on the other side. Now, I want to pray with you. Wherever you are, let's lift up our hands. Those of you who are here, I want you to stand up with me as well. You know, and the praise team can begin to make their way to the stage. But I'm going to say this prayer first before they start singing. Father, in the name of Jesus, for everybody that's watching and everybody that's listening to this, I ask, O Lord, that you encourage their hearts to know that they don't have to be alone. And you are in their corner asking them to get up. And for Jesus, we pray that you will give them the winning attitude, a winner's attitude, not to stay down for the count, knowing that no matter what happens, the Bible says that the righteous will always have the victory. Though the righteous fall 7 times, yet God is going to lift him up again and he is going to get up. Rejoice, not over me, O my enemy. For when I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. And I ask that the Lord will be a light to you in your situation. That even though you think the day is dark right now, remember, joy is coming in the morning. The Lord bless everyone that watching this message. And the Lord give you comfort and courage through the scriptures and through the admonition that we have given today to know that the victory is yours in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.